Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
Why? Beverages.com. Arcane. All the flavor, none of the alcohol.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Studio, Oakland, Arkansas's only casino resort.
You know what to do. Move it, move it, move it. Let's go.
Hit that guy with that. Move it. Move it. Move it. Move it.
Come down, easy taxi to the terminal zone.
Put your engines and cool your wings and let me make it to the telephone. Los Angeles.
Let's go to the phones. Who's this?
Bulge in his pocket.
It's probably a Mercury Thunderbolt Ignition 200, weirdo.
Yes.
No.
Redwater.
You're a living
legend.
Who's this?
You blew it!
What are you doing there with me?
Working on the T-bone steak, a la carte flying.
A la carte flying over to the Golden State.
Wow.
My soul is in 13 minutes.
I'm wicked with this.
Drum sticking.
Come down easy.
Taxi to the terminal zone.
Put your engines and cool your wings and let me make it.
KBZ 103.7 The Buzz.
May you rest in peace.
Thank you, Apollo.
Thank you.
Good morning, everybody. It's 6:11 on this Tuesday, May 19th. Beautiful sunrise coming up here in central Arkansas. I imagine it's that way around the state. As we, as Roger said, today we're closing in on the beginning of summer with Memorial Day. We're here at Bradford Marine in Sherwood getting ready for their Memorial Day celebration.
Oh, come on.
Celebration.
I like where your head's at already.
We'll visit with Lev Bradford here shortly. Sure they're doing deals left and right. And this is sort of the kickoff. You know, Roger, I said the other day, I forget who it was. Oh, it was Steve Qualls. He was talking, hey, you got the Coca-Cola 600, Indy 500. I said, well, aren't those Memorial Day weekends? He said, yeah.
That's what's coming.
This weekend.
I know, yeah.
I said, oh, crap. That's right. I'm going to be, you know what? You know what I'm going to get to see? I get to see Stonehenge. I'm going to see Stonehenge. How about that? How about that? Do you believe are Martians that did that, or are they just, you know,
I believe
the cavemen are just pretty good at the architecture?
I believe it was cavemen.
What's that, Christian?
Druids, wasn't it?
I don't know. You seem confident about that. I think there's still some question mark. Or maybe the UFO dronians or whatever.
Might have been. I think it was an alien caveman.
I don't know. The levels, we don't know.
It wasn't, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I presume we're going to get a chance to sign the stones.
Yeah, I think you get to. I think they do power wash them like they do the wall at Graceland every year. They power wash all the names off of us. So that'll be cool. So if you can, though, sneak a little bit, get Jessica to cause a disturbance, and then you chip a little off.
Good morning, Roger.
Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Christian, back in the studio.
Good morning, fellas.
Christian, you know, could not go to bed early last night because the darn game did not get over. Goes into two overtime. One of the classic game ones, double overtime. Spurs end up winning. Could have gone either way, but Wimbanyama showed that. And you know what's crazy about that too, Christian, is that you know for most of the game, man, they got a 6'6" guy covering him instead of having the check guy Holmgren. I just didn't understand that. Although you know the player's name that the 6'6" guy that was shooting that had 31 points last night for OKC.
Caruso,
Caruso. I mean, Caruso at times played pretty darn considering he's 6'7" or what.
So the thought is you put a smaller guy on him and you have the big man play a non-shooter and they help off on him, but it didn't work so well last night.
I heard the guys on the show before us talking the same thing Candy was saying. It's just, I don't get it, you know. You got the number two, you know. I think he was in the voting behind one of the MVP
the
votes.
Best defensive player in the league.
As we're saying, why wouldn't you put him on and maybe it doesn't matter, I don't know, but, you know, and they held him in check to a certain degree, because recently he had 41 points, he had, you know, another 20 minutes or 10 minutes of basketball, that might have helped the score, but still, the bottom line, it was a great game. Yeah, you can't ask more, it was really like a finals game last night, but, by the way, Raj, the Spurs have beaten Oklahoma City this year 5-6 already.
Yeah.
5-6. So you have to think, well, you know, then that was at OKC. So yeah, we got a crazy good show today. A lot of Razorback royalty. We'll have Rick Schaefer brought to you by Everest Food, John and Bradford Marine. Yeah, today at 7:05. John Daly, brought to you by Honda of Russellville. That's at 7:30. Courtney Dyfel, head softball coach, and getting ready for the Super Regional at 8:30. We'll have Chuck Gatlin after that. And then 9 o'clock, Sidney Moncrief is working down the street from us. We'll find out what he's up to. So, and then we'll visit with Lev. We've got to play a little Family Feud, Raj. Today,
you didn't know Sidney from school.
Yeah, he was a little bit before me. But I
just
met
a hair.
Quite
a bit, maybe, right?
Yeah, when I came down to open a Gold's Gym, I got him. He did some commercials for us back in 1985 or 86.
Your relationship there,
he's such a good dude.
See, Sidney Moncrief, and we'll see. You know, last time we had him on, he had made his comments about Darius Aycliffe.
Yeah, sure was. He was talking about that. Yeah, we'll ask him that as well.
For sure.
It is a Memorial Day weekend. That's why they're doing deals here. Got thousands of dollars in savings. I was just looking, you know, certain Ranger boats up to $7,000 in savings, and select Nitros up to $5,000 in discounts. So if you're a water person and you've been thinking about it, this is a good week to come in here and get a deal.
Absolutely. Yeah. The thing about the SunTrax, you know, it's built for a lot lifetime of fun, and it's made with Duradec.
Oh my God!
I'm just telling
you're going
you.
Deep.
I'm telling you.
You're going deep.
When you because here's the thing: when you start throwing out something with all aluminum construction and it's made
wow.
with Duradec,
whoa!
When you say that,
wow.
People, you know, people, it's like the OEFETIN commercial. You say Duradec. What did he say?
Yeah.
Who's that with?
Yeah.
And then boom, yeah. And that's what you get here.
Couple other things. You did have hockey last night. You had Montreal beating Buffalo in overtime 3-2, so Montreal wins the series. So you got Thursday, Montreal at Carolina. That's the first game of that series, the conference finals, in Vegas at Colorado tonight. And I was trying to think, too. Let's see. You got Cleveland, New York tonight, right, Chris, at 7? Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Yeah. So that, and you got all the other, you know, Roger, the other thing, we'll be talking with John Daly, all the golf started. Remember, we got four golf teams in Arkansas. One did really well, and that's the Razorbacks. They're three strokes. I think they're tied for second in their regional at Oregon. The top, I think, is it four? I think the top four or five go to the national championship from each region. And so they're in the mix. We'll talk with John Daly about that. ULR, not so good, last place. UAPB, not so good, last place. I think Arkansas State has a player that's around the top. I've got the notes on them. It's not. Let me see. Here it is. Let's see where Arkansas State is. Team standings. Arkansas State is fourth, so they're in the mix. So Arkansas State, looking good. The Trojans and UAPB, not so much.
Like Orion Silverfield had a good time.
Yeah, Danny Dallas did. He was at the Star last
reading
night.
All that,
yeah.
Reading about that, that was fun to read. It was a fun read. And
did you see about his wife?
Yeah, I
remember
did.
His wife is a go-getter. You know, I was walking it, and she didn't.
You don't see many wives. How often have you seen any of the other wives
go on all these tours with babies?
Yeah, and mentioned and mentioned in articles and being interviewed.
Yeah.
Nobody
mentioned. Remember, she apparently was in the political world
correct.
Over Memphis.
Are you talking?
She was real sharp. My little conversation with her.
So she's someone that you would like to have a combo with, man.
Yeah, very impressive. Got some interesting things happen on this day in history that we'll get to. One is this is the day that Marilyn Monroe sang the famous Happy Birthday song.
Does that mean this is JFK's birthday?
I don't think it is.
Okay.
It must have been. That's a great question, Roger, because he's not in there as a birthday. So
okay.
His birthday was, so it was in Madison Square
Let's
Garden.
Find out, yeah.
Yeah, so it was somewhere around that time. Also,
yeah, you don't think about that. That's where it was. I mean, for all the older people, I mean, the youngsters out there, who you know, the millennials, they have probably no idea who we're talking about. But
right.
For that to be, that was at Madison
I didn't
Square
know that
Garden.
Yeah. MSG.
Yeah, I didn't know. I didn't realize it was either. Yeah, I know. I didn't either, Christian, until I was just looking through that this morning. So we got several birthdays. That's great for this day in history. Some birthdays. It's National Malcolm X Day. If you have not read, that's one of the few books I've read over the years. It's a big, thick book, and it's a fascinating story.
Alex Haley, is that what it is?
Yeah, fascinating story. Yeah. And then I'll tell you, Denzel Washington absolutely just
it's a great
killed
one.
It. Oh my gosh, he's so good as Denzel Washington, as Malcolm X in that movie. So anyway, it's his birthday today.
May 29th is JFK's birthday, so they did a little early celebration.
That's what it was.
Very good. So it's Malcolm's birthday. Very good. Yeah, the movie was fantastic.
Speaking of the movie last night, the Christian, I was watching just background. I think I was I will find you and I will kill you. That was the one that led in. No, I did that one. That was background.
You did Taken?
Went to bed about 12. Went Taken, and then I went to the end of Maverick. Which was really cool, Matt. You know, it was Hangman saves the day. Remember, they're out there on the golf. It looks like they ran out of hope. And there's, you know, what was it? I'm your savior. It was really back and forth. It was good.
Uh-oh.
What was that? Well, and then I went to Gladiator. And in the beginning of Gladiator, Christian, there's a scene when they're getting ready to fight, the first battle scene. And Russell Crowe turns to his buddy and he goes, "Strength and honor." And his buddy goes, "Like, strength and honor to you." And then they come back and they go, "Strength and honor back." I thought, you know what? That may be something we have to start doing. And Roger, I guess that's what you're looking for. They're trying to find it. Anyway, it's good stuff. Also, too, today, in addition
strength
to...
And strength and honor. Strength and honor.
Thank you.
That's it. Strength and honor. I love it. I love it.
Yeah,
so one more time. Can you play it again? Let's see it one more time. Let's see if she can get it.
Strength and honor. Strength and honor. Strength and honor.
We're so silly. Listen,
we need to do we need to do that more.
We do. So Christian and I get a text last night from 11:30 from Ishor Donez, one of the great kickers at Arkansas All Southwest Conference, and he's out on the West Coast. And he goes, "Hey, listen, me and my wife really enjoy watching y'all's your little thing at the beginning where you do the bro call." And so, you know, I said, we're silly boys. And she said, I don't even get to watch it live. I'll just watch it a couple hours later.
Oh, wow.
But it tees up the show. And sure. I got to thinking.
Tease it up. Get that ish. See what he said? Tease it up.
We get Lee Crow doing his own bro call that he posts on there. And so, ladies can do the bro call, too. Even Christian stepped in at his early age and doing the bro call.
We surprised Lev with it a little bit.
He didn't know what to do.
He didn't know. He said, what are y'all doing here?
Yes, that's it. He did. He's like, what is up?
Yeah.
If you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037 is the number. Listen, that's why he's the wizard. I would have overslept. And that's sometimes what happened. That's Christopher's bringing up in Northwest Arkansas. Something happened to Josh
in a while. Hey,
is that he would be up late. Yeah, he still sits those 609ers every morning. Those 609s get move it, that kind of deal. So we appreciate that.
It ended before 11.
Yeah, you know, I was going to say, the great thing about last night, and I jinxed myself. I said, you know what? This is how you do it. It's going to end at 9:30. And that's what it was targeting, too. You know, the Spurs had a 7 or 9 point lead. With time, and they let them back in. And I thought, I'll be darned, you know, we're going over. And then another overtime, I thought. Of course, I knew I was going to be up till midnight anyway.
Oh, yeah. We were at junior deputy watching some Little League.
You're right around the corner from me. You might as well just, or some station, might as well just sleep at the station.
I didn't know if Pat had the room. I don't know. Oh, sleep at the station? Oh, you didn't say your house, you jerk face. Just caught that.
Yeah.
What do you mean the station? Damon might, you know. Well,
and by the way, too, Christian, Stacy, you remember Stacy who won the $1,000 from Justin Moore the other day?
Yeah.
For those who missed it, Justin, I think he was a little frustrated at first because we were trying to get it lined up, Justin Moore finished the lyric, and I think he felt, you know, the last few times we've done this, it's really been a good, our listeners really has done a good job. We start to finish the lyric.
Yep.
And also Justin decides that decided the song, which was,
take a little off.
Get my last day.
Nailed it.
Good job, Christian.
Yeah, very good.
And so Justin goes, I'll give $1,000. To anybody who can come up with what that song was about. It was the first of its genre for me. And so the phone lines lit up for a while, people trying to guess, and finally, Stacy got it and won $1,000, and I haven't sent the money yet. Yeah. I'm getting ready to. I'm going to get it today because I just got the money. Stacy Harp is his name. And you know what? He sent me this morning. He said, man, thanks so much. He said, it comes at a good time. I really need it.
Good.
And,
that's great.
And he said, I'm a 609er. I said, God is good.
Amen.
Number one. Number two. Pays off listening to Morning Mayhem. There you go. And I told him, in that order. I told him we'd give him a shout-out this morning.
Absolutely.
Stacy Harper. And he said he'd jump on the show Thursday. I want to thank Justin for doing that. I'm sure Kate loved sending me that Venmo for $1,000. But that's our man. No Justin Moore today. As a matter of fact, he is doing some turkey hunting in Tennessee with his pastor. So I thought that was sort of interesting. And turkey season is over here in Arkansas. So if you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037, this is the sort of the start of summertime. Roger, you know, we're working on some of our stuff for Summer Adventure.
Right.
Some of the things are starting to fall into place. We're working through them. Maybe, Roger, a return visit to Texas and maybe seeing Terry Bradshaw again. You know, we did that last year and had the – Christian, I don't know if you remember this, but – when we went to Terry Bradshaw last year, that's when he dropped the he should eat bark and go. I forget what else he said about Terry Bradshaw said that about Aaron Rodgers, and it got 42 million hits around the country on social media.
I think the biggest of those 42 million may have been the folks with Fox.
Yeah,
who said, "Dude, what are you doing? Save that for the show."
Every national show talked about that. And of course, they go, "We don't know why Terry Bradshaw was talking to some guys from Arkansas." So Roger was teasing that out there as a possibility. And you know who may be going with us, maybe?
Well, it was Steve Qualls.
I know. Tommy Norman.
Again.
And maybe Justin Moore and his tour bus.
Oh, wow.
How about that? So we'll see.
Okay.
You know, they just moved in their new house, and it's a beautiful house there in Texas. And anyway, so that's just one of them. And it looks like we're going to NASCAR race in Atlanta. So that will be exciting. Lev Bradford joins us. Good morning, Lev. How are you?
Hello, hello, hello.
Wow.
Well, I think they know that they disconnected, but as soon as Lev Bradford hopped on, the sponsor, of course, we drop. It's already 6:25. I'll go ahead and take our break, and they will reconnect, and we'll join them back on the other side.
And I said, put it there, and it won't hurt.
Hello? Yeah, Christian, are you there?
Yeah.
Give me a minute.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, well, Love, you came on, and you're loud. You're loud for his volume. Did I call him Love?
Yeah. Love. You know what? I think it's that's Love. That's where he's loud.
Basil, if it starts with an ugh, I answer.
You, listen, and you just blew us off the show. Just blew us off the air.
Sorry, everybody.
We'll take a break. All right. Go ahead and take a break. Come back.
And this is for Wembanyama. That's every time I hear his name. Okay. That's why I play this song.
Oh, my gosh, so good. It's right. Did you know that, Christian?
I've never thought
of
it.
Oh, he knows this song.
No, I know the song.
I've never thought of that either. Let's see if you can do it. Let's see if you can do Wembanyama.
Wembanyama.
Yeah, 41 points last night, 21 rebound plus rebounds. 22. It was 22, yeah. Very
did you say 22?
Love, good to be here, bud.
It is time.
Celebration.
This is it.
Celebration. We'll come back and talk about all the deals. Thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. I told Roger, it seemed like we were just with you up in Mountain Home.
Yeah.
What was it? Was it 3 weeks ago? Everything going well?
That end of April.
End
of April. That's what it was.
Gotcha. Yeah. All right. We'll come back, find out all the deals. If you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037 is the number. We'll be back here in just a minute. We're live in Sherwood / North Little Rock.
Either way.
Either way it works. Bradford Marine, don't go away.
Near the village, the peaceful village, the lions lead.
Nolan Souza, Drive Time Sports each week, brought to you by Seth Ford with Shelter Insurance on Main Street in Jacksonville. Call Seth today for all your insurance needs. 501-982-6465.
The SEC baseball tournament gets started today at 9:30. Game one will feature Ole Miss and Missouri facing off. Kentucky and Vanderbilt will play following the conclusion of that game. Game three will be important for Arkansas fans as Tennessee will take on South Carolina at 4:30. The winner of that game will face Arkansas tomorrow at 4:30. Then in the final game of the night, Oklahoma and LSU will go at it following the conclusion of game three. And the Arkansas Travelers return home tonight riding a 5-game win streak. They'll be hosting the Springfield Cardinals for a 6-game series. Barring a weather delay or postponement, they'll play at 6:35. Radio coverage can be heard on 106.7 Buzz 2. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Pat Walker.
An 80% chance of rain and thunderstorms for this afternoon. We'll have a high of 85 degrees. Tonight, still a 60% chance of rainfall and a 70% chance of rain tomorrow. Now, we could get some stronger thunderstorms this afternoon with Southwest Arkansas having a little chance of severe storms. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
New Benihana promotion, Monday and Tuesday, lunch and dinner, 10% off of everything on the menu. Come to Benihana's.
Shipments of spring and summer fashions are arriving at Bell & Sword. That means swimwear from Saks, Peter Millar golfwear and shirts, Johnny O's store within a store. Be sure to check out the Faraday line and Martin Dingman shoes and leather goods. So hurry in for a great value on quality men's clothing at Bell & Sword for your spring and summer items. And you'll look fantastic. Bell & Sword, 1011 Oak Street in downtown Conway on Facebook and Instagram.
Hello, Buzz listeners. It's Chris Zender here, General Manager at Frank Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep, and I've got some exciting news. If you've been thinking about upgrading your ride, now is the time. Right now, get no payments for 90 days plus 0% financing on select new Rams and heavy duties and Wranglers, Gladiators, Durangos, Pacificas, and Grand Cherokee models, all with available 0%. Need a new truck? We've got up to $12,000 off plus 72 months at 2.9. If you're looking for a family vehicle, we got $7,000 off the all-new Voyager. Plus, drive home in a new Compass with rates as low as 1.9% for 72 months. And listen to this. We're paying more for trades than ever before, even if you don't buy from us. We need the inventory, and we're going to pass that money on to you. Inventory's moving fast on the new, and these offers will not last long. Come see us today on Warden Road in Sherwood, or shop online at FletcherDeals.com and get pre-approved in minutes at FletcherCredit.com.
This is Justin Acree. If shoulder or elbow pain is affecting your daily life, the fellowship-trained physicians at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health are here to help. They offer advanced care for injuries, arthritis, rotator cuff problems, and more, helping you feel better, move better, and get back to everyday life. Call 501-686-TOSH today to schedule your appointment. That's 501-686-8674. The doctor will see you now.
Roger Scott for Gravely Mowers here, working hard once again to make sure my lawn is lush, weed-free, and beautiful. And by working hard, of course, I mean watching Zach Eby mow it for me. Zach, tell the good folks hello.
Hello.
That's enough. Pay attention, because you missed a spot. What he didn't tell you is that you can take your very own Gravely Mower home today at 0% interest over 48 months. That's right, 0% interest on both residential and commercial mowers. Now, Zach, tell them where they can go and get their very own Gravely Mower.
Well?
Dude, just mow.
Chapel Hardware in Pine Bluff or Triple C Sales and Service in Conway.
Your morning drive will never be the same with Morning Mayhem on the radio. Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
Christian, or is it high? Is the level? How are the levels there?
Sounds good to me.
Sounds really low for us.
To us, it is. Maybe it's just, wow.
Maybe just us.
It's way up on the board.
Okay, cool. How do we sound? Do we sound hot?
No, I'm looking at the weather. We are fine.
Yeah. All right. We are on the road. That's Ray Charles. From
Blue, Raymond.
From Blues Brothers, right? Here we go. Here,
correct.
Turn up, Chris. Here we go. We are glad to be here at Bradford Marine. Every time, Lev, we come over here, it seems like we have good guests. I remember, Roger, something happened over here a few years ago. Somebody had died. Was it Brian Mallett, I think, died? Yeah, I'm sorry. Died. Remember that? And
yes.
It seemed like we've had some. Every time we're over here, we have good guests for whatever reason. So today we've got Rick Schaefer. This is brought to you by Edwards Food, John, and Bradford Marine.
Yeah.
And then John Daly will be on with us at 7:30, brought to you by Honda of Russellville. Courtney Dyfel, the head Razorback coach.
That's huge.
To get her during this week, I really appreciate her doing
sure.
that. I told them we're not going to keep her long. I mean, you can buy tickets. You know, if you got a kid who's playing softball, you know, you ought to take her up there. And you know, there's tickets available, and watch this. You know, watch these games. I mean, this team is, I mean, I think they're destined. It's their destiny to get to Oklahoma City, so we'll see. So that's at 8:30. Chuck,
they will have vengeance in this life or the next.
Chuck Gatlin will jump on with us, too, at 8:45. And then Family Feud, Roger will do that, brought to you by Southern Bank. And then the 9 o'clock hour, Sidney Moncrief, who is doing a sort of a mentoring deal, entrepreneur deal down at Jacksonville High School. So Sidney's always giving back. You know, even at this age, he's still giving us a pizza and pitch entrepreneurial workshop series over at Jacksonville. You mentioned Reggie Swinton.
Yep.
Lab. That's we all know Reggie, and he's doing a good job over there, you know, rebuilding that football program and making it work. And this is a big opportunity. You do this every year, the celebration
right.
for Memorial Day, and this is tens of thousands of dollars off of every day.
Yes, this is the kickoff of the summer. I know it's not officially summer, but the water's hot. I was on Lake Hamilton this weekend, and people are out. Everybody's getting ready. You need to come buy something to have your fun.
Yeah.
It's time. So,
is there a difference of tour if I'm listening and I come here? Or your Hot Springs location, or any of your seven locations. Does it make any difference?
We are, and this is kind of our slogan, I guess, that we've kind of gone to lately, is we're one dealership in seven locations.
Okay.
You can buy in Northwest Arkansas and come to Hot Springs. You're a Bradford preferred customer no matter what. So that's why we did Mountain Home. There's Great Lakes up there, but we weren't up there.
Yeah.
So we bought that location. So literally, pretty much any nice waterway in the state of Arkansas, we're going to be there to help take care of you from a sales standpoint to parts or service, whatever you need.
So if I'm like Ouachita or Lake Hamilton, and this Sea-Doo behind you, do you have the Sea-Doo at your other locations? Or I'm going to order this one. I'm going to look online or call you, and I want this color. It'll be shipped from here.
Absolutely.
Is
that a new color? No, that's gold. Why this unit is here. That is our 2025. I've got this on the TV, the social media, the radio. That is the RXTX. That's the 325 horsepower.
Good night.
Yes.
And this was how many? 20?
The first motor my dad sold was a 20 horsepower.
20 horsepower. Baz had mentioned that on the openings. And this is 325.
That is correct.
My goodness.
This is G-Force fun.
Dude, this is the stuff.
Fighter jets.
Right. This is the stuff that we acquired from Roswell.
What was the other?
This technology.
You had a boat last night that I saw on social media. It said it's, you have one here. It's very rare to have it. You said it was
that's the black Yamaha 255. It's on our showroom floor in our Hot Springs location.
Gotcha.
And I literally have been sold out of that boat for 2 years.
Okay, you finally got one.
Finally got one. They've been pre-sold. And, they're just hard to get. It's a beautiful, beautiful boat.
How much does that retail for?
That's $112,000,
wow. $113,000. Serious commitment right there.
I guess the last time we saw you in Mountain Home, you had a big shindig shig going on up there with the parties and the concerts.
Oh, that's right.
And
sure did.
How'd all that go? And is that 250th anniversary boat still up there?
No, that boat was there on display.
Just for that.
And it's gone all over the country.
Okay.
It's traveling the fishing circuits and all that kind of stuff. So,
well, how'd your soft opening go?
It was a hard opening. It was really, really good.
You did a lot. You threw a lot out there.
Wow. You had a parking lot for it.
You had a circus outside.
Oh, yeah.
And then you had every speaker come in and do the...
It was a serious taking.
Yes.
And we had a heck of a lot of fun. The town of Mountain Home was roughly 13,000 people, and in 1 week, I had over 1,000 people walk through the front door.
Wow.
1,000 people come to a boat store.
Yeah, that's good.
So
you put the effort
well
in.
Done.
In
that way. Yeah, so it was a lot of fun. A lot of kids, everybody walked out of there with something.
Cool.
So it was a good deal. It was a lot of fun.
Speaking of music, I want to mention, we'll visit with John Daly. By the way, I didn't mention, maybe I did, about John's son, J.D., or Daly the second. I had a pretty good day yesterday. I had 3 birdies on the back nine, and I think he's in the mix. I think he's tied for 7th.
For sure.
All the boys down at the New Blaine VFW post 8383.
Hey, fellas.
So they're announcing, they've got their golf tournament coming up on June 20th, and Jesse Keith Whitley is the performer in addition to a group called Maximum Overdrive. But, so, you know, I always hear you talk about Roger, and I heard Justin Moore talk about Keith Whitley, about how much you guys just, think the world of him and what he went through. It's a tragic story of dying with alcohol abuse.
Alcohol poisoning,
And so, but I didn't know that his son was a performer, and, of course, as you mentioned, the son of Lori Morgan and Keith Whitley.
I guess he's like, when you start seeing them, how many people follow in their father's or parents' footsteps, whether it be an athlete or whatever, in entertainment, you see a lot of them, and you see a lot of them give it a try. You've got a great opening to be able to do that. Hank Jr. did it. That's where we got him from doing what his dad, doing all of his daddy's songs.
How many have been successful?
Well, it depends. How successful? I think Pam Tillis has been successful. Her daddy, Mel. Hank Jr., obviously. Roseanne Cash, Johnny's daughter.
Has any kid outshone his? Well, Hank Jr., because his dad didn't live, but he only lived to what, 20, 29,
29, yeah.
So Hank Jr.'s probably been bigger than the shadow of his dad.
But after having Justin Moore on here and knowing what is the range of success, I think Hank Jr., no brainer, tremendously successful. But we find out that not everybody, not even Conway Twitty, he had 55, 60 number one hits.
Right.
And he's got a son out there now that's traveling. I think it's his son, if not a nephew or grandson, traveling with
the granddaughter of Loretta Lynn. So they're out there trying to make it, you know, entertaining.
It's just tough
so
to you've do got with your,
well,
your,
it is.
Was a
you've got that, but if you can make it, if you could sing, if you like entertaining and going around, you've got a catalog of music.
Yeah.
You know that you.
Well, I wonder how much he. I wonder if he does, but do his dad's songs.
Oh, 100%.
I think he does.
Yeah. Oh, you have to.
But you know, you don't want to be. You don't.
Hank doesn't do his duties as much as he used to because he was forced to do it. His mama put him out there to do that. If you believe all the stories, but. Yeah. Keith Whitley's boy has to do. I mean,
yeah,
Keith
we'll
had a half a dozen, you know.
Christian, you were going to say something? Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, not necessarily a star, Billy Ray Cyrus wasn't, but I would say Miley Cyrus is considerably more successful.
That's a good one. That's a good one. She's certainly been
successful. Sure. He made a killing on one song.
So the deal is, it's the 6th annual New Blaine VFW Post 83-83 Golf Tournament.
Well, good.
It's Saturday, June 20th. Call over there to the Lions Den. That's the John and Jamie Daly. Golf course, and then of course Jimmy Stewart from is helping out as always, raising money. That's a pretty good Jimmy Stewart. So anyway, so that's coming up too. I was looking at today birthdays. Lev, you always know about. You sort of jump in those when we do birthdays and those kind of things. So Pete Townsend of the Who's birthday is today.
For sure, for sure.
Dusty Hill from ZZ Top, and there were three ZZ Top guys, right?
There were three. There were. Now two beards.
One beard is dead. One beard is dead.
I think so. So now they're just called Z-Top.
And did you see how old Archie Manning is today?
No.
He's 77.
That's
76.
All?
Yeah, 77.
I don't know why I thought he might be older.
Yeah.
I don't know why I thought he might be older.
Yeah, so anyway.
There's some sons who were successful.
I think sports, you see it, you know, like who was the Seattle Mariners?
Griffey.
Griffey was a better player than his dad. Dad was a really good player, but he was better.
So, well, if you're going to go better, yeah. But again, I'm trying to measure success. I mean, because a lot of entertainers that we know didn't necessarily have all number one songs.
Yeah.
They had. I mean, we've learned a lot about some who we thought, well, gee, Bob Seger, how many number ones did he have, or how many number ones did so and so have? Not necessarily all number ones, but they've got an album that we all remember, you know, or two. Anyway.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It's sort of like you, Lev. It was tough following the footsteps of your pops.
But
your pops was very proud of you.
Yeah.
Pops was very proud of you and what you've been able to do with the business before he passed.
Yeah, no, it's there's a lot of pressure. I mean, my dad, this business is actually older than I am, believe it or not.
1971 was
when I'm 53. I was born in 73 It's a weird deal.
Some other buddies of ours, the Hambys, with what their dad started with a roll of tape and boxes, and then they took it to another level. Mm-hmm. Their dad was still alive and a big part of it when Banks had first got a hold of it.
Arkansas Business has they're out this week with a publication on legacies, business legacies.
Okay.
And, you know, Patrick Schick. From Lexicon Steel, Tom Schick, and there are others that mention multiple. I mean, they're architectural firms and all that. And so, yeah, it's not easy being able to succeed sometimes because your dad's, you know, the father or the mother, whoever the business owner is, has a unique personality, unique style. You know, Jerry Jones.
Yeah,
Jerry Jones, who followed in his dad's footsteps and probably, you know, exceeded what is obviously he did.
Yeah.
He did. Mm-hmm. But his dad was a showman, a promoter. You know, he used to have bands in the grocery store.
Right.
Bands, and he would have a goat outside, and Jerry would be there shaking hands.
He was a
little
Barker.
Kid.
Yeah, come on, step right up.
So you follow that same. That's what you listen. My family, same thing.
Oh,
you know, my family, my grandfather started multiple restaurant businesses and all that, and then my family, some other, they're still involved. So,
and you've done pretty good with with your. I mean, no, honestly, that's the thing you have founded. No, that comes from that.
I don't have anybody to give it to.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, can I give it to you? Can you?
Well, I don't know. You just did your will. Am I in it?
I don't know. All right, we'll take a break. If you got any questions or comments, 661-1037. Got a busy
show. I'll destroy the laptop.
Well, again, we always say we're split somewhere between Sherwood and North Little Rock. You claim whatever one you want.
We're the city of Sherwood has our police department. That's what I do now.
Okay.
So
yes.
You know, we have a North Little Rock address, but the city of Sherwood, when the police come to this location, it is Sherwood.
So, by the way, too, did your dad start this location? When was this here?
We were across the street in a lease, and then we bought this building in 92.
Okay, 92. This is the scene of some great shows in the past.
Yes.
The Phone Bone, one of the great Phone Bone shows of all time, Roger, with me and Tommy back then. And then we've had a lot of great guests, and we mentioned earlier, we did the show here. It was the morning after Ryan Mallett is passed. And,
wow, yeah.
But I don't know what it is about when we're over here. We usually have good guests. So we've got a ton of them today. If you got a question for Lev about all the different deals he's given, he'll mention them throughout the show as well. We're glad you're with us. Beautiful day today. 6:45. Don't go away. The way it is. What you think about that? Now you know how I feel. Say you could handle my love. Are you for real? Are you for real? When did I first notice my hair loss? Honestly, probably about 5 or 6 years ago. But the moment that it really got my attention was at the self-checkout at Walmart. I had to look up to see if the light was green or red because my item wouldn't scan. And right above me is the camera. Well, that camera showed the top of my head. After that, I started wearing hats more often. Eventually, I just decided, you know what? It is what it is. I'll shave it, live with it, or move on. But then I heard about Dr. Gary Petras at the Petras Center for Aesthetic Surgery and Hair Transplantation. Dr. Petras offers a one-day hair transplant treatment with permanent natural results that last a lifetime. I'm still going to wear hats because I like hats, but it'll be nice knowing I've got a head of hair under there. I'm Roger Scott, and if you've been thinking about doing something about hair loss, call the Petras Center for Aesthetic Surgery and Hair Transplantation, 4137 JFK, Suite A, North Little Rock. Call 501-614-3052 or visit drpetras.com. Go see what your options are. It might just give you that renewed confidence, too.
Kansas and 38 Special. Rocking Simmons Bank Arena Friday, June 5th. Special guest, Brother Kane. On sale now at Ticketmaster.
At Bale Chevrolet, we believe you can learn a lot standing on a car lot for over 100 years. People don't want a sales pitch. They want somebody to shoot them straight. That's what we try to do every day with a team who knows how to listen. We've got new Chevys and pre-owned vehicles coming in every day. We work hard to have exactly what you've been looking for at the price you need. Save now on the lot or online on Chenal Parkway or shop at BaleChevrolet.com. Together, let's drive.
The seasons are always changing, but one thing should stay the same: the comfort of your home. Let the heat and air professionals at BR McGinty keep your family warm in the winter and cool in the summer. Call today. BR McGinty,
yeah. This is the Pigskin Preacher bringing you the word. Calvin Coolidge was the president who spoke fewer words than any other. These words of his are worth quoting. Nothing in this world can take the place of perseverance. Talent will not. Nothing is more common than unsuccessful men with talent. Genius will not. Unrewarded genius is almost a proverb. Education will not. The world is full of educated derelicts. Persistence and determination alone are omnipotent. The slogan, "Press On," has solved and always will solve the problems of the human race. Amen, Cal. As you press on to accomplish your goals, come on into Doubleby's to grab a snack, a drink, or some gasoline for the journey. Doubleby's is here to help you as you persevere to get the job done. Doubleby's. It's where you gas it, grab it, and go. That's Doubleby's.
If you already scheduled your garage door tune-up for just $79, please disregard this message. If you don't have a garage door, you're off the hook. For the rest of you, why would you spend more than just $79? Overhead Door Company of Little Rock will perform their garage door tune-up and safety inspection for just $79 on up to 3 garage doors and openers. Call 501-510-6399 or schedule online, overheaddooroflittlerock.com.
The Memorial Day celebration is happening now at all Bradford Marine and ATV Yamaha statewide locations. Come see your new Yamaha boat, like the Yamaha AR220, offering the perfect blend of value, versatility, and convenience, and available at only 6.49% for 180 months. Buy today and have fun today. Now through May 31st, it's the Memorial Day sale at all Bradford Marine and ATV Yamaha statewide locations. Bradford Marine and ATV, selling fun since 1971.
I'm Trey Reed from The Wild Side on 103.7 The Buzz. Join me and Mark Hedrick Tuesday nights at 7 for The Wild Side.
Brought to you by West Rock Landing at Lake Maumel, Trader Bill's Outdoors, Battery Outfitters, Tammy Chase Insurance, Edwards Food Giant, and Crane Chevrolet.
Let's keep the good vibes going. Morning Mayhem is back on the air. Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
Strength and honor.
Strength and honor.
Strength and honor.
One, two, three, five!
I love that. Strength and honor. Strength and honor. Strength and honor.
Well, she was just 17. Did you know what I mean?
You see, Roger, I'm going over to where that all started, where the band got cranked up. I'm not going to Liverpool, but I think we may do some Beatles stuff there in London.
Beatles stuff.
Beatles stuff. 661-1037. We're here at Bradford Marine in Sherwood / Little Rock with Lev Bradford getting ready for their big celebration. Does the sale start today?
Today. Yeah. Okay. We open today, and we'll go all the way through Memorial Day. We're open today, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Memorial Day weekend, all the way through. So it's time to roll.
Do we rank Memorial Day weekend as the best of all, Raj?
Do we what?
Do we rank Memorial Day weekend as the best 3-day weekend?
I can't answer.
Because July 4th always moves.
Well, you've got Labor Day.
Is Labor Day bigger or this one?
There's a part of me that wants to say Black Friday was huge.
Yeah.
The three-day weekend for Thanksgiving, you mean?
You did. You had it. But now we that's gone away because we'll be doing Oaklawn on Black Friday.
Razorbacks may be playing
that game.
Huh?
I said I got to work on Black Friday.
maybe if things work, because Oakland's going to be they're going to be open Black Friday, which is
sort of weird.
Of course, it's a new deal.
Listen, the Razorbacks.
People are going to be looking for a place to go.
Remember, right? The Razorbacks in that LSU game has been moved back to that weekend.
Yeah.
But I think it's still on Saturday. But I wouldn't be a bit surprised if some point. That doesn't go back. Remember, that was a traditional fun Friday that we would have.
January 8th, that's all. Well, that's never just a Monday. I mean, it's like.
This is the kickoff of summer. For us,
Memorial Day is the big boy.
Yeah.
For us,
I would imagine so.
Yeah, for us.
Well, I imagine
for sure.
Most people in the summer business.
Attract.
You know, go down to where I grew up, Panama City. You don't think they're excited about how big it, Memorial Day weekend is?
No, 100%. July 4th is on a Saturday this year, thanks to
that's what stinks about you. You lose it.
But we have been known to have been given a Monday off following the weekend of a 4th of July.
No way.
We have been.
Oh.
We have been.
Oh.
Yeah, we have been. Or if we've been off the 3rd. I don't know. I don't know anymore.
Let me read some continuous stuff on this Milton Eaton Air text line. Deacon Fry and Glenn Fry. That's the son of, obviously, Glenn Fry that plays in the Eagles, and they give him a big round of applause. I don't know if it's because he's Glenn Fry's son or is he really good. I don't know, but that is a good one. Did Roger finally watch The Gladiator? He did not, but
I've got it in pieces. It's a 500-piece puzzle that I have of all the clips.
It's a great movie. That's what he's playing. Strength and Honor. One more time, Roger, if you can play that.
Strength
for me.
And Honor.
Strength and Honor. This is what they say before they go into battle.
Okay.
And Strength
and Honor. Strength and Honor.
They're saying that in the battlefield. They're looking at each other before they fight. One more time.
One more time. Here it is right here.
Strength and honor.
Strength and honor.
Strength and honor.
And wait, Russell Crowe said that. Strength and honor.
And if I can do this. Now, this is audio. This is what's weird. This is audio that comes from Lev right before he opened the doors at Mountain Home for that big weekend celebration. He looked at his staff and said,
strength and honor,
strength and honor, strength and honor.
And he went out and got in the bouncy house.
That's right.
And it went nutso.
Yep.
It went nutso. Strength and honor.
Strength and honor.
Strength and honor.
We're
going to do that all the time.
We run across these phrases we like on the show, and we think they sound fun, and we like to do them. And some things are organic or whatever. And, you know, our bro call is an organic thing. The 609 is an organic thing. And then we find these movie lines. What's the other movie line that we sometimes will throw out. Well, Roger will show.
Who's your daddy and what does he do?
Roger would always say, "So let it be written. So let it be done." That was obviously
good. You got to throw that one out there. We got another one. I need your help. you can't ask me about it, and you can't ever bring it up again.
Someone says, "Hey, Roger, just want to thank you and the guys for giving me props for my Edith Bunker. Ever onward, man. JT and Bitten.
Way to go, JT.
He did a good job with that yesterday.
He did Edith and Archie. He sure did.
Someone said, Baz's son somewhere out there being number one sports morning show guy. He felt it in his bones. Let's see here. Shock Phil Ilson is with the Buzz now. Impressive hire. Yeah, I think it's a really good hire. He's a well-respected guy, and boy, you know, Justin's got to be happy to finally have his producer thing set. His co-host set.
He is. I know Christian is because there was a part of Christian that thought until he gets one, I'm probably gonna. They may take me back.
Someone says here, new artist is Zach Top is Alan Jackson's son. You know, everybody keeps saying that. Yeah. That is not the case.
You know what? And I started realizing why, because I go down a rabbit hole and I watch some of these old classic country deals. And I saw where Alan Jackson was a show singer for intros and outros to the country song, country music version of You Can Be a Star type thing. And Alan Jackson has that Zach Top mustache, what he's got, which is also, he could also look like Larry Bird. He's got a Larry Bird mustache.
Yeah. Someone said, boy, Roger, you were killing it with your music yesterday, really bragging on that. And then you played today the, what's the British group?
The Tolkiens.
You know what I mean? I love
it. Oh, yeah, I didn't mean that.
Somebody noticed.
You know what? Thank you.
Your expectation of you know what? Roger playing great
music. It's terrible.
I thought maybe you were just in it. So it was a British
angle. I didn't know it until it was too late. I thought it was Michael Jackson want to be starting something. I was looking for that. That's what I wanted. And it was because on there it's Juana
What's the girl's name?
Spice Girls. Yeah. Go from AC/DC to Spice Girls. Yeah.
That's what you want. You want the expectation of your customers and your audience to say
100%.
Roger and Christian too. When Roger.
That's why I came back with the Beatles.
You've calmed down. Over there.
Strength and honor.
From the Ruski.
Strength and honor. It was a muff center. Yeah. Muff center. Muff snap.
Bad snap.
Sorry, Ish.
Someone said Dwayne Duck and The Rock, Rocky Johnson. Yeah, Dwayne's bigger than his dad. The Rock is bigger than Rocky Johnson was. So,
Dwayne Duncan.
What did I say?
You said Dwayne Duncan. Yeah? That's what I'm trying to think of.
Oh, sorry. Dwayne
Johnson. Yeah, Dwayne Johnson. Dwayne Duncan. Some say he's bigger than his brother Brian Duncan. I don't know.
Going back and looking at The Rock the other day of his dad, those guys back then were doing all the just juicing. The Hulk, all those guys were back in the late 70s.
Some people say we juice up this show.
We do.
With guests.
We do. We got a
good sponsors like Lev or Love. Love Bradford.
As we go to break here, if you missed the lineup, we got Rick Schaefer coming up next, brought to you by Bradford Marine and Edwards Food. John Daly, brought to you by Honda of Russell at 7:30. Courtney Dyfel, the head softball coach, she's two games away from getting to the College World Series. She's done this 5 times in a row now, or 3 out of the last 5 she's been to Super Regional.
For sure.
I think that's right, 5 of the last 6, or maybe 3 of the last 6, rather, she's been to Super Regional.
Sure.
We'll have her at 8:30, Chuck Gallen at 9, and Sidney Moncrief at 9 o'clock. We would get Sidney to stop by Bradford Marine, but he's busy setting up for his big deal today. And it's the celebration. Select Ranger boats up to $7,000. Nitro's up to $5,000 discounts. I mean, you're talking 4-figure savings on a lot of different things in here.
Yeah, I mean, we got discounts everywhere. Instant savings on all White River Marine Group products. We got $2,400 off of pontoons. We've got this Sea-Doo behind us is $4,000 off. Period. So, a lot.
$4,000. By the way, are we
4,000?
Yeah, it's going to hit here. Uh-oh. 10 okay. seconds.
Yeah, I'd say $4,000 off that CD. 4,000. Yeah, that's amazing. So, go online. What's the real quick
website? BradfordMarine.com.
Boom. Be back in a minute. Don't go away.
Radio for Arkansas Sports Geeks. By Arkansas Sports Geeks. All day, every day. 103.7 The Buzz. KABZ Little Rock.
Hello, Arkansas. Frank Fletcher here to talk about our pre-owned cars. We can save you over $300 a month on your current car payment. That's big money. We have great cars starting under $15,000. We have SUVs and trucks with under 5,000 miles. That's almost